This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We all learned a whole lot, and we learned it real fast, about how fragile global shipping can be when that giant container ship got stuck in the Suez Canal last month. Still there, by the way, the Ever Given is. It has been floated, yes, and the canal is clear, but the ship has been impounded by the Egyptian government, pending payment of almost $1 billion to make up for fines and some lost revenue. But anyway, inshore navigation is hardly the only problem the shipping industry is dealing with these days. Bloomberg did a little bit of digging and is reporting more than 1,000 shipping containers have fallen off those big ships so far this year. More than 3,000 fell overboard last year. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on what's going on there.
Back in February, Tracy Mangano called to check in on a delayed shipment for her gift shop in Buffalo, New York. She says the manufacturer told her half the order wouldn't be coming. It was lost at sea.
And I said, so it's in the bottom of the Pacific? And her reply was, yep.
The order, meant for spring, included bumblebee-themed garden tools.
And I've only got part of a display because the rest of it is, is swimming with the sharks.
Over the past decade, roughly 1,000 shipping containers per year have fallen into the ocean, according to the World Shipping Council. David Lottemann follows container markets at S&P Global Platts. He says the most common culprit is the Pacific Ocean.
When gale-like winds and some very large waves hit the ship, it can rock it. So there's certainly a level of uncertainty in these deep-sea passages.
But demand for imported goods ramped up during the pandemic and is putting pressure on the shipping supply chain. William Villalon is CEO of APL Logistics, a global shipping and transportation company. He says containers are now being stacked on ships as high as possible. Crews are working long hours.
There's the issue of, you know, maintenance of the twist blocks and the cables on the vessels, which secure the container stacks. You know, all of these things play into this.
Villalon says those are factors shipping companies can adjust, but it's harder to plan for increasingly dangerous seas.
The one variable here that we can't control, which is new, is climate change.
The shipping company Maersk, which already lost hundreds of containers this year, says it's adding more software to help captains navigate around the weather. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.